sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good, good. We have with us our insurance man. We're going to be talking about insurance this morning. This is a topic that I always have questions. I always learn. And here's the guy I learned it from, Brad Russell, State Farm agent extraordinaire. Good morning, Brad.
Well, quite an introduction. I'm not used to that, Mark, but hey, I'm glad to be here.
And I had to yawn when we said we were talking about insurance. because if everything works right in your life, you don't really have to use the insurance.
Well, I'm glad everything has worked right in your life, Becky. Well, you've never had to use insurance.
Well, I can contest that.
Yeah. I was going to say the guy with my record sitting right here to my left, right? Do you know that other than the mailman, if you got a nosy mailman, the only other person that knows the most about you is your insurance agent. Think about
that's
that.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
I said, I know, especially some of the files you've seen, right?
No.
We're not going to do the boring stuff about insurance today. Let's do the good stuff.
Sounds good to me.
Like, how can you get your rates down?
There's a number of ways. It depends on your home. There's different discounts that you can get on the home for a certain selection of a roof. If you have to have a roof replaced, you can get an impact-resistant one that will immediately give you 30% off of your insurance, which is amazing. I mean, I've seen customers paying $3,200 a year on their insurance go down to $2,400. So that's with an impact-resistant roof. That would be your biggest discount in the homeowner's
policy. Okay.
And it really pays for itself, to be honest with you. It's a little bit more expensive than what a three-tab shingle would be, but it'll pay for itself in 2 years, and then you don't have to worry about paying that high insurance bill, and you've got shingles that will last you a lot longer.
It was less expensive for me.
Yeah.
Because we had the Grand Manor roof on.
Oh, yeah.
And when we replaced it, we went with a very good-looking roof. They make the impact-resistant now to look like it is a Grand Manor.
Oh, yeah.
And it was less than half the cost.
That's terrific.
So, I mean, not that I got the difference, but State Farm made out on that.
Yeah, a little bit. State Farm, not the agent.
Not the agent, I know.
Brad's got a nice new boat. It's fantastic.
I wish.
So when somebody is looking to replace the roof, how do they make sure that they're getting a type of shingle that would qualify for the discount?
All the roofers have a list of any manufacturer, basically, and most of them all have the impact-resistant. It's called a Class 4 shingle on it, and you can get impact-resistant metal roofs as well. But the roofers that we deal with, Robbins Roofing, they have a list that they know. If you talk to them and say, look, I want to upgrade to an impact-resistant roof, they'll give you multiple selections out there.
Do flat roofs, do they have any kind of thing that qualifies in that? I'm always confused by flat roofs.
Not really, because it's a different process to replace.
You
know, it involves tar and wrapping and all sorts of stuff that you don't see on a residential home very often.
Yeah. But we don't have many flat roofs here for a reason.
Yeah.
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 Well, flat roof houses, I will tell you, they don't get looked at as often as they should because there's maintenance on a house.
Oh, sure.
And if you maintain a flat roof, it doesn't have to leak.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks just think flat roofs leak and they're a mess, but they certainly are not.
No, not if they're kept up.
Right. And the newer modern homes now, a lot of them are flat roofs. Mm-hmm. The very contemporary homes are... They don't, you know, they're glass and flat roof. So,
well, you all can probably better expert at this than me. They're not truly flat. They have to have some drainage, don't they? There's got to be a slope.
There is.
They do. There's a slight pitch.
Slope. Yeah.
Well, and it's really about a 1 degree, a one slope, which means for every 12 feet, 12 inches, it goes in horizontally.
Right.
It drops 1 inch.
Yeah.
So it flows. Yeah. Water flows off of it.
Right.
So, and it, our sun's usually pretty bright even during the snowy times,
mm-hmm.
so it usually melts pretty well off of there.
Oh, I imagine it would.
So, okay.
So what other things besides besides the roofing shingle material can bring a discount to someone who goes, I want to save on my insurance?
Well, you can select your deductible. If you want to bring the deductible down, you can raise your you can raise the deductible if you want to bring the premium down, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
A lot of people choose to do that. I've got a lot of buddies that, you know, their house is almost paid for or they're halfway there. They want to lower the price of the premium. They'll go to a $5,000 deductible. Mostly the deductibles, I'll put it this way, the average deductible is 1%. We can go below that to a 0.5% deductible, and that's a 0.5% or 1% of the dwelling coverage. Okay? But a lot of people say they'd, almost, it's almost like self-insuring yourself if you get a $5,000-$6,000 deductible, but some people want it.
Well, and you should do that only if you have the $5,000 or $6,000 in the bank.
That's exactly
and you can do it again the next hailstorm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to be pretty financially solid.
Right.
And in Oklahoma, I'm a math person, love mm-hmm. working with numbers. It doesn't make sense to me to
right.
have a low deductible because you are going to have an incident. And you own it takes about 10-year payback
sure.
on the premium reduction to go to save up that much money.
That's right.
So I don't know. It's kind of like deductible on a teenager's car. Well,
mm-hmm.
no, buy as little deductible as you can.
Yeah, the biggest discount, Mark, though, probably is the multi-line discount on a home. And it transfers to cars, too. So you need more than one policy. If we ride a home by itself, we're going to give you a good rate. But if you buy a home with an automobile or a life policy, the bundle
yeah.
philosophy, it's going to lower that significantly for you on both sides.
What if you don't own a home, but you have life insurance and cars? Does that give you a bundle?
Not really. You do get a 5% discount when you add on something like a life insurance policy off of the cars, but it doesn't, your homeowners has got to be central to the big discounts that you get. And then if you have a personal umbrella policy, that also will bring your home premium down by 20. We'd write the home at 20% less basically than what you do if you don't have it.
Now, wait a minute. If you add up all this, yeah. you get 30% for the roof and 20%?
The roof, actually, yes, they will give you that on top of it. Now, you can't bundle. The highest we can bundle is 30%, but that doesn't consider the roof. It's not a policy or anything. You know?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, so, I see what you
discount.
Mean.
Yeah, it's just a claim, basically, yeah. a roof claim.
Wow. So, I did not know that personal yeah. umbrella
yeah.
thing. That's good news. If you don't have a personal umbrella, we're going to talk about what that is
yeah.
and why you might want to consider it.
So I was about to ask, what exactly is an umbrella policy? And we'll be talking about that when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking with Brad Russell from State Farm Insurance here with Becky Ivins and myself.
Well, and we were talking about deductible and we were talking about
umbrella
policy. So tell us, what is an umbrella policy?
It is a liability policy that you can basically, it wraps around anything you have insured. So if you have two homes, if you have four cars, if you have a boat, if you have a motorcycle, if you have a business, this can be wrapped around. They started $1 million, and people would say $1 million insurance has to be expensive. It's really not for an umbrella. An umbrella, if you are over 50 and there's no kids in the house and no kid drivers, you can get $1 million really for about $190 a year, which is very inexpensive. But even if you have and you're over 50, if you haven't had any wrecks or anything, you're looking at a couple of hundred, maybe $300 a year to have basically your own personal attorney walking around with a briefcase of $1 million in case anybody sues you or anybody falls on your property. There's two different things. You've got that coverage already on a home, your liability insurance. So say you had $300,000 worth of liability insurance on your home and a neighbor trips and falls and breaks their back or something. If we can't cover it with that $300,000, you've got $1 million umbrella policy that will add on to that to take care of it. And I've seen well above that too. I won't mention a name. I did have a customer that pulled out. It was a sunshiny day in the vehicle. They looked left, nobody coming, or they saw somebody coming, looked right, didn't think there was anybody coming, pulled out, hit a lady, and she passed, unfortunately. 3 months earlier, she had bought an umbrella policy. And
the driver that hit the...
Yes, my insured basically had just... We just sold him an umbrella policy. And the attorneys came after her for $2.2 million. She only had a $1 million deal. They settled for $980,000. It'll never make this poor lady right as far as emotionally, but it made her right financially.
Mm. Yeah. That.
And for that amount of money, I mean, that's one thing that I really spend a lot of time with people. Make sure that you have liability coverage on your home and especially on your automobiles, because if you're getting state minimum coverage on cars, for example, which is $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, that means $25,000 of it, if you injure somebody in a wreck, will pay if it's one person in the car. $50,000 if there's multiple people in there, and just $25,000 if you to repair their vehicle. Well, you can't repair any vehicle if it's totaled.
No.
It's not going to cost you well above that. So we always educate people on getting the right type of coverage and getting an umbrella policy on top of it.
Now, what's the difference in a business umbrella policy and a personal umbrella policy?
Your business policy is called a commercial liability umbrella policy, just like a PLUP. They basically do the same thing, but what they do is cover the business of it. Now, if you're building a business out there, your personal liability would take over until you actually open up that business, and then you'll want a commercial liability coverage to protect that office.
And does it protect more than one business?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Sure will. There's multiple ones. We've got a lot of customers that open up mom and pop stores, places, and they have one commercial umbrella policy and it covers them. It'll jump from any of them.
And that's location, different yes. locations of the same business. But I know that I had three different businesses at yep. one point. And my commercial policy covered all three of
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Then you said, Becky, you really need a personal umbrella as well.
Yeah.
Because I thought the business one would
cover the home.
Cover
your personal.
Well, I thought it would cover me personally as well because I own the businesses. I own my home. But it really is two separate things. But I was shocked at how low right. the cost was.
Yes. It, most people are. I mean, when you talk about $1 million worth of coverage, and we have a lot of people that buy $4 or $5 million coverages, and they're still very inexpensive, but it's just a security blanket. And I've seen it over the years where multiple people have had to use it, and without it they may have had to close their doors in their office, they may have had to lose their house, you know. But it's that critical to have something like that, and it's very inexpensive. So we're not the only ones that sells them. Every company sells them, but we put a priority on it to educate people.
And there's really not a deductible on an umbrella, is
no,
there?
No.
It's just sort of adds on top of maybe you're underinsured somewhere, don't have enough liability under maybe this building you own.
Right.
And so it adds to it.
Yeah. But your personal liability umbrella is going to cover your home. It's going to cover your cars. It's going to cover everything. But if you've got a lake house with a boat, it's going to cover the lake house and the boat. We just have to list it under your policy. That's it. It's covered.
Oh, I want to be sure everything's listed under my policy.
They are, pretty much.
Yeah, the Florida property, too? you might think about that.
Yeah.
It's covered by State Farm as well.
Yeah.
But we certainly
need to.
Can
you cover multi-state?
Yes. With the umbrella.
Yes, with the umbrella can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had to go through a Florida
State Farm
agent.
Yeah, I was licensed in Texas and Oklahoma, but not Florida, so.
I know. Yeah. Well, next time I'll buy them from Texas.
I may just get a Florida one.
There you go. So, okay. So, umbrella policies, I think we've pretty well described them.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot of coverage on those.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know iHeart Media mm-hmm. required that I get a lot because we do a live radio show.
Right.
And so, if you say something that someone's going to sue you over,
yep.
You know, they want you to be covered on that.
Absolutely.
So, and that's probably makes good sense to me.
It does.
What are some of the other types of insurance that people might not think about that they might need?
Personal articles policies. And what that is all homeowners policies come with some type of coverage for like silverware and gold and jewelry or furs or firearms. They all come with a minimum amount. And they have levels. You can go up, for example, on jewelry up to $2,500 a claim, up to $5,000 if there's multiple stolen. But if you own a lot of expensive jewelry or artwork or gold or something, you can get that a personal policy with those listed out to where it won't pay that $2,500. It'll pay the value and the appraisal value of the jewelry. And they're very inexpensive as well. My daughter just got, my son just got married. The wedding ring that he bought for his bride, the first thing we did was write a policy on it. And I'll tell you, they pay extremely fast and extremely well because, my mother lost a stone in her ring 2 times in 4 years. It just fell out. We replaced it within a week, you know. They're very inexpensive policies, but a lot of people think, well, I've got it covered with my homeowner's policy. Well, you really don't. You need to look at the amount that they'll cover under a home policy. So,
I've always wondered with like artwork, things that are, that you know, the appraisal of them kind of fluctuates. It depends on the market of the time over. So when you're writing a policy for something like that, do you get it appraised at the time or is it just like, does it fluctuate with the market for that particular item?
It's at the time that we write them. They have to come in with either a bill of sale or an appraisal value. Now, that's on jewelry, that's on artwork, that's on anything. But we require those to be updated within 5 years. 3 to 5 years, they'll request another appraisal just to keep track. Did that go up $100,000 or did it go down to where you don't need that much coverage? So, yeah, it fluctuates based on the year.
Okay, so that's article guns.
Yes.
You mentioned guns. Mm-hmm. So do you have to keep them in a special place to get them covered? What is the thing on guns?
No, they do ask the question on the application, do you have a safe? The same way they do jewelry or anything else. Is it kept locked in a safe or something like that? But that doesn't have anything to do with the cost of the policy. But no, there's... guns are just like jewelry. I mean, I've got a lot of buddies that are collectors of high-dollar, old World War II guns and mm-hmm. very, very expensive on the market now. And they couldn't live with their homeowner's policy with only $5,000 max on it.
Right.
So, yeah, you can do it with anything. Artwork, guns, silverware, jewelry, just pretty much everything.
So, but on those items, it doesn't, like, if you keep them in a safe, you keep them under, it doesn't... if you have all the laser beam stuff that you see in movies, it doesn't decrease.
Well, it can, to be honest with you. If you can prove that that you keep it in a lockbox for down at the bank or something like that, your jewelry or something, well, your personal articles policy is going to be less. There is a discount for that. But
well, if you've got that, if you own the Hope Diamond, you want to wear it occasionally.
Yeah.
Right?
When we come back, we'll be talking to our money men. We got the word of the day and your smoking hot deal. So stay with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins, and we're talking with Brad Russell, our State Farm insurance agent, and it's time for our word of the day. Word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Our word of the day today is term.
Term.
Term. It is has to do with insurance and mortgages. So term is how long you have to repay a loan in this particular instance, right? And then term, like insurance, can be for a period of time. So it's a measurement of time is a term, right, Brad?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so that's our word of the day is term.
Brought to you by Robbins Roofing. Now, the two phrases I hear is term life insurance and whole life insurance. Is that correct?
Kind of. And there's universal insurance.
Okay.
And there's multiple types. Term means basically it's like a renting. You pay a low value for it. You get a lot of coverage on it. But it's like renting. You get nothing back. If you go to permanent policy like a whole life or a UL policy, it builds cash value. It grows fast over the years. And it'll never change in price. See, term policy, say if you get a term policy for 20 years,
I'm laughing just like, because I just got my renewal rate on my term life insurance policy.
I'm telling you.
I could buy a car almost.
Well, what happens on a term, Mark, it stays level until the end of the term. Say if you go 20 years on a term, by year 21, when it's off of that, you can keep it if you want, but it's going to grow substantially. They're meant to be for young people or somebody that needs a lot of coverage.
Hopefully you don't need to use it.
Right.
But it's there if you have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of them will do this. It doesn't matter if it's a whole life policy, a term policy, or a UL. If something happens to you, and we don't even have to have your signature, but if we filled the application out and you don't show up the next day, we will pay that amount on that premium.
That's there.
Yeah.
Well, when we start talking about money, I start thinking about Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage.
NMLS number 196-895.
Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage. How are you doing this morning, Dean?
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're doing absolutely fantastic. So tell us, Dean, what's happening in the market?
Mark, it's kind of volatile right now, and you've seen rates dancing quite a bit. You know, things kind of leveled off if you kind of look back over the last two or three weeks. But in the last week, you've seen quite a lot, you know, quite a bit of movement going up, not going down. So you know that 5.75%, 6% is becoming more common than it's been since 2009. So I mean, it's a big number, but it's a good number. It's just not what we love and prefer.
Well, our word of the day today, Dean, was term. So term of a mortgage is how long you have to pay it back. And it's most mortgages are set up in monthly payments, equal monthly payments. And you have 30 years is kind of standard to pay back the sum that you borrowed, right?
Correct.
But now there's 15-year term as well, and
there's a 20-year as well too.
And the 20-year, for some reason, is the interest rate's the same as a 30-year, isn't it? Have they changed
now,
that?
Or maybe about an eighth per year. You know, your rate movement is obviously more advantageous to go to a 15-year. The 20-year, Becky, is what I call you're kind of bridging the gap mentally. For the people who don't want to potentially strap themselves on a 15-year, maybe doing a 20 with a game plan to pay off a 15 is kind of the strategy that I take. So I like the 20-year. A lot of lenders don't offer 20, but we do.
Okay, and I like the 15-year, but it is a hefty bit more payment.
Well, I mean, even on your term, I met with some clients this morning, first-time buyers, and they were asking about the rate difference or the interest difference over the next 30 years on the 6% loan they're at today versus the 5.5% that we had pre-qualified them at. And, you know, to me, I said it's a number, but let's be honest, your first-time buyers buying a $150,000 house, why get hung up on the 30-year interest number of the two when you're not apt to be there 30 years? So sometimes, you know, it gets in everyone's head, you know, and I said that 30-year piece, that interest piece, is something you control, because you can always send additional to shrink it. It's up to you.
So where is the 15-year mortgage at? Where's the rate at right now?
Probably 5.375, 5.25.
Okay.
So, guys, it's moved up. I mean, if you really roll the clock back from the historic markets, you know, it's more reality, and Becky has seen it in her career. It's more reality today than what it was for the last 5, 6, 7 years when everyone enjoyed the twos and threes and fours.
But how much is the interest rate on a 15-year term?
Yeah, it's probably 5.25 today.
Okay. Well, that's still substantially less than a 30-year term.
It is. But Becky, last week and a half ago, that was probably 4.75. Seriously.
Well,
that's
we're
the
not
kind
gonna...
of movement.
But here's the thing. Since we can't roll the clock back, we might as well deal with what it is right now and think about what it might be tomorrow. The Fed's talking about raising rates a whole percent. So,
and I think you, me, Mark, you know, everyone in our industry has got to remind people that we came off historic rates. Literally, that's what everyone, especially the young, the clients, is they've ever heard is threes and fours, some twos, but. Honestly, a 6% rate is not a bad number. It's not a bad number.
Right. And home values continue to go up. They continue to increase.
Right.
Home ownership still is the number one way people build personal wealth.
And build equity.
Equity.
As you start paying off.
Security.
Yeah. When I started selling real estate, I think it was about 8%. My interest rate book went from 7 to 12, I believe, percent, and had the half marks in between there, because there were no computers back in the day. We did have light bulbs though, so
and typewriters.
That's sure true.
And typewriters.
Thank you, Dean, so much. Our money
Thank
man.
You bet.
Yeah, and if you want to have a conversation with Dean Riddell or Matt McLean at SWBC Mortgage, you can give them a call at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's favorites. You'll see them right at the top.
Okay. So I told you to be thinking about a story. Have you thought about anything, Brad Russell?
Not unique lately. I mean, I've had some. Mainly what we've been seeing now is more water damage than anything because of all the floods and rain that we've had. One was on my, this is my son and my daughter-in-law just moved into their new house, just got settled in, and then all those floods hit. Well, their fence actually sunk in the back by 6 feet.
Oh
wow.
Down. So they did the leveling on the job, but I guess they didn't pack it or something because that water came through their deal and it just dropped everything down. And he said, "Can I file a claim on it?" And I said, "No, you're going to file a claim with your home builder because you just moved into this. They got to redo it." But I can't think of anything really unique that's happened lately.
So,
just a lot of water issues.
Oh, so water damage versus wind and hail damage.
Right.
How are they different?
They usually come hand in hand. In Oklahoma, if we get water damage outside of during the winter when pipes burst, that's a water damage claim. But usually it's hail that causes it roof to leak and flood the house that way. But
well, we're going to talk about the difference in a water issue and a flood issue when we return.
We'll be right back with that on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and it's time for our Smoking Hot Deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our Smoking Hot Deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, and on 63rd, just west of Meridian. Casa Perico, fresh, hot Mexican food.
You know, I set a record on Casa Perico. That I told you guys about last week. I had not been to Casa Perico for a month. It'd been 4 weeks. I'm not going to say it's truly a month, but it was 4 weeks. Well, I took care of that. Went to Casa Perico twice this week and loved every minute of it. So our smoking hot deal. Okay. We've got a big parcel of land that's going to be for sale in about a week and a half. So I just thought I would tell you guys, kind of remind people that your smoking hot deal is whatever you're looking for to have someone find it before it goes on the market. And that's where you get your smoking hot deal. So call our office at 405-722-3232. Tell us what you're looking for. We've got 100 acres coming up for sale of raw land. We have an office coming up for sale. We have a restaurant that is for sale. We have lots of a variety of real estate. We're not just a residential brokerage. And sometimes we forget to say that. So whatever your smoking hot deal is you're looking for, if you're patient with us, we're going to find it and find you a good deal on it. So I've got superb buyer's agents that are just waiting to help you with your purchase.
I was talking with an individual this week that he has been looking for a home for a year. And has looking for something with a little bit of acreage right outside the city. And as I said, listen, let's just have this conversation because you are chasing the dog's tail.
Yeah.
You'll never be out in front of that property. And he goes, it seems like every time I find one, they go into contract the day I find it. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
We need to build a game plan for
it. We have what we call a strategy session where we sit down and figure out what's important to you. What is it you're really looking for? What's most important? What are the must-haves? Mm-hmm. What are the you really want items in the home? And then we go looking for it. And we do what's called circle prospecting. We will actually call people that have properties like that and check and see. Are you ready to sell it?
Yep.
Because if you are, we've got somebody ready to buy it.
I have a client right now who says, I want to be in this particular neighborhood.
Well, I know what you did. You got the phone numbers of everybody in that neighborhood.
You start calling.
But you're not like the iBuyer that says, I want to buy your house and I will just get, you know, the internet buyer, the foreign buyer basically says, I want to buy your house. And you just honestly say, hey, yours is a popular neighborhood. We've got someone particularly looking in your neighborhood. If you're ready to sell, we'd like to visit with you. And
then you listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sit and listen. Right. Exactly. Mark's a good caller. Because he gets the spirit of it, you know?
Yeah.
You just call wanting the information. You're just trying to do good by two people.
Right. I get the robo ones that call and they switch to a person and say, would you sell us your house at 113, blah, 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 whatever the address is. And I said, I don't ever talk to them. I just hang up because you're going to sell my house if I.
There you go. Well, and I will tell you that they say, are you interested in selling that? And I'm going, well, yeah, I really might be. But I'm a real estate broker, so please take my number off your list.
Right.
I'll be representing myself. Thank you so much. So, okay, we're talking insurance with Brad Russell, my State Farm agent. And if you guys need a good agent, I really suggest you give him a call. It is 947-2812. 947-2812. I know I've got, that's one of the few numbers I have memorized, but that's because you've seen my various claims over the years.
Well, we have great staff on board, too, just like you, Becky.
You do. I
mean, Spencer, he's our office manager, just terrific. He can run that office just as well as I can, and sometimes better.
It is so funny that my daughter and I talk about the Spencer, and we're going, hey, you know, we need we're not real sure if we have to have Brad anymore because Spencer's so good.
No, he is terrific. We've got two people besides Spencer in there, and we're looking for a third or fourth. It's hard to hire right now for anything.
Well, and especially the good people already have a job, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, on insurance, what's the other thing we need to know?
On insurance.
That's what you do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
About 12 hours a day.
About 12 hours a day. We talked about term life insurance, right, and term on paying a mortgage, our deal
you
of the
can,
day
yeah.
or whatever.
I think we said that off.
Yes, yeah. Yes. What other insurance do you offer?
Well, we sell everything. Business insurance, we sell, we talked about personal articles policies, with all the PNC products, which is property and casualty. We sell health insurance, not the full-blown health package like you'd get with Blue Cross Blue Shield, but health policies like hospital income policies that will pay out on top of what your health policy does. But we sell life insurance. Life insurance is probably one of our biggest products that we sell outside of cars and homes, especially during COVID. It just exploded.
You know? You sell boat insurance?
Oh, yeah. We sell boat insurance, motorcycle insurance. There's nothing out there that we don't sell, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. But you have to know the policy. That's the thing.
Right.
You're not just a salesperson. You're more of a service industry.
We are service industry more than anything. All we do, we're not high pressure. We identify some potential risks that you may have, but you make the choice.
So we talked about flood insurance versus rising water insurance. So just quickly, as we land the plane here, what's the difference?
Flood insurance has to be written through FEMA. With anybody. I do have my license with FEMA that I can write flood insurance.
Federal Emergency Management Agency?
Agency, yes.
Okay.
It's basically, if you're talking about just water rising, that's a bursted pipe or pipe that bursts that comes into your house from the ground up usually because the pipes are in your foundation. Flood insurance covers people that are at a high-risk zone. And you have to look that up, that zone, before you can even qualify to do the quote on there and find out which zone that they're in. There's low-risk zones that we can write policies that cover. And a lot of realtors know this information as good as the insurance do because they may not be able to sell that house or buy that house unless it has flood insurance on it, depending on...
We're going to talk more at length when you come back the next time about flood insurance.
Okay, sounds good.
Because there's a lot to know about that, and FEMA's just changed the rules on that. Mm-hmm. I accidentally took a 8-hour class on that.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about boring. but it's stuff I did not know, so I did learn something. So I like that.
If you'd like to have a conversation with Brad Russell yourself, go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and you will see Brad Russell right there. Thank you, Brad, for being with us. Thank you, dear listener, for spending another Saturday morning with us. We look forward to being with you again next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.